KRCL champions building a more socially engaged Utah through locally driven programming that promotes music discovery and civic participation. Tune in to KRCL on 90.9 FM for a curated mix of music, including at least one track by a Utah artist every hour. From alternative rock to reggae, blues to bluegrass, KRCL is here to bring you the greatest bangers all day, every day.
Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. I am Wesley Monahan. I sing for the band, and pronouns are he, him.
I am McKay Johnson, aka Spartacus. I play drums and sing backup vocals for the band.
So Ryan Rostrom, aka Stingray, because he has a stingray barb in his foot, and he plays lead guitar. Ooh, I'd like to leave a note. Our debut album, Curse the Day I Acted My Age, comes out on May 14th, and you can listen to it on all streaming platforms. It's more of kind of an eclectic conglomeration of all of the songs that have stuck with me for the first, like, you know, five-ish years of the band. I had written plenty of other songs, but these are the ones that just really stuck, and so we like to think of these songs as, like, the ones that, I don't know, not to say that they matter the most, but that they are maybe will be the kind of the farthest reaching ones of all the songs that had been written at the time. And since Spartacus and Stingray hadn't joined the band yet, it was kind of just the first album was more writing from myself and our former keys player, Josh Cooper. I think I'm like slowly finding out that I have like major OCD. Yeah, I was just so used to being in control.
You're just realizing this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm like all of my friends are like, oh yeah, major, like, and it's totally gone untreated, and it's totally like come back to bite us. But it's not been an easy process, but it's been so worth it because I always wanted Suit Up Soldier to be a collaborative effort. And I remember McKay doesn't know this, or maybe you do know this, but our first rehearsal with Spartacus, Ryan pulled me aside after and was like, where the heck did you find this kid?
Wait, really?
He's like God sent. Like, where in the heck did he come from? I remember that rehearsal, just him nailing every song and doing things that no other drummer had done before that I was like, oh my gosh, like this is exactly what I was looking for on this song before. And like, especially Picture, none of the drummers had ever done anything like that on Picture before, and he comes in and just like plays it that way, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad we didn't record this song yet because I need your drumming style on that. It made it easier for me to give up that creative control because I knew that we were on the same page musically. We're kind of cut from that same cloth.
Oh, I'm gonna cry.
Picture may be this like fun pop song, but it's actually a really difficult arrangement. Doom, gadat doom, gadat doom, doom, gadat doom, tataka doom. And no drummer could ever, like, just because, like, how, not syncopated, but like how.
How just, weird.
How odd, just like how odd of, like, as cool as it can sound, it can only really sound good if the right drummer's playing it and if it's played in time. Again. I'm a fine man. You don't understand. And it was very difficult for any drummer I had ever hired to like play it in time.
I think for my part, like, you know, just speaking about that song specifically again, because it's an easy one to kind of articulate this, the drums are really part of the melody in that song, like the melodic motif that Wes was just singing, scatting. I kind of realized early on in the production process as we were getting ready to record that song, I kind of realized like, hey, I can't be just playing a groove in this song, and of course I can't be just doing melody. I'm the drummer, but I realized I needed to be kind of filling both of those roles at the same time. Just ended up being a song that required some high levels of forelimb coordination and independence, which I have, so there you go.
Yeah, that's what practice will do for you. So kids, practice your instruments. We recorded the drums for Villains in a church, and we set up like something like 20 mics. So we had all the original mics that we normally set up on the kit close mic'd, and then we had two mics up in the rafters and one mic in the gym of that church, and just got some crazy cool sounds, which I don't think totally translated to the song, to Villains, but you can kind of hear like some of like the cool reverby sounds that we got out of it. But like in the final recording, we kind of like tamed those nuances. But we were super proud of that drum recording, for one of the coolest recordings we got on the album.
For me, this album reflects that we are sensitive to what audiences want to hear, but also not afraid to take risks and indulge ourselves as musicians at least a wee bit here and there. And we're definitely not afraid to try and combine both of those aspects into a package, a musical package, that people from all over the different realms of music fandom will enjoy. My hope for this album is that, you know, it can be an album that top 40 listeners enjoy at least some of the songs just as much as hardcore heavy metal listeners, you know. And I think we learned a lot about striking a balance between the different aspects of the many different artists that influence each of us individually and collectively as a band.
It reflects like what we've learned about each other's business sense and being able to work together so that everyone is being utilized to the best of their ability and where their skill sets shine the most. Because, you know, like Spartacus booked our first tour, obviously canceled via COVID.
This is where I chime in and say that was one of the motherfucking worst things to happen in my life, was booking an entire tour and having the whole fucking thing be canceled due to fucking COVID. There's my F-bombs.
Yeah, so I mean, it taught us a lot about how we interact in the business sense, and inspired me to see that this is a sustainable venture for us because of that. I think the other thing is the musicianship. I think we all like knew each other was good, and to see an increased vision of that musicianship appear on the album is like
fulfilling.
There you go. It's just really fulfilling to see the musicianship come together and work together in a cohesive way. It's like, yeah, we are virtuosos, but we're not like overtaking each other's creative sense. Like, it all fits together. So the song you're about to hear is called Crying in College. We wrote it just before we played our gig with Coin last year in January. And that was a big deal for us because we were going to be opening for a big band at a college, in fact, our alma mater. So it's like really special to us in that sense. And for me, the message really embodies my college experience, and maybe not just my own, but like that of my friends and peers. And just, I remember walking through the halls on finals week of my very last semester and seeing just so many people crying. And I was like, oh my gosh, crying in college. And I wanted to make it like this anthem. And so we did.
It gets better, kids. It gets better.
There's an ocean at my feet of words I said but didn't mean. Now I'll build a part of me that you can't take away from me. Dusting off my dirty knees, I'll leave the ground so gracefully. Mundane heart and harmony, risking another time back to where we knew no sin. We just jumped in to everything. Go, 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 go away for the weekend. Don't know where I'm sleeping. Destination's just a candy sleep away. Whoa, oh, hey, hey. Oh, oh.
Find us on Instagram at suitupsoldier_. You can also find us on TikTok at suitupsoldier, no underscore. Our TikTok is pretty lit, just saying, so you should definitely check it out. Also, for all you old farts like us who are millennials or older, you can find us on Facebook.
In this day and age, artists, like independent artists, get a lot of their traction from Spotify and self-promotion. So if everyone can go pre-save Curse the Day I Act My Age, we have a pre-save link in our Instagram bio.
Between me, Wes, and Ryan, we've had enough crazy things happen in our collective and individual lives in the past year and a half that we ended up having a lot of things to write songs about, which translated to we have a lot of songs that are like already written.
Tour so far, we just have our festival booked with, it's called Yes Horizon Festival on May 15th, which will be the day after album release. We're super excited to play that kind of as our album release show. First show back in over a year, and hopefully from there, just on the up and up. We've got a couple festivals in the works as well. I think we're playing at Freedom Fest.
We are playing at Freedom Festival as well on July, I want to say July 2nd.
Yeah, and then we're hoping for, it's art, like, a lot of bigger artists are reinstating their tours, so a lot of more local regional artists are getting overlooked because of that, because this fall tour segment is like kind of more for all those big bands to reinstate their tours. But we're happy to report that so far we've at least booked 4 or 5 gigs, so if we can continue that, then we should hopefully be opening for these bands that are coming through.
If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Hey, thank you for listening. Be sure to catch Slug Mag's final virtualized concert on May 21st at 8 p.m. featuring Star-Crossed Loners, Jacked Johnson, and Little Grim.